Wednesday 11:26-23, How Faith Works, Part 21. Now faith is, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hoping for some things? The evidence of things not seen. That's how we get it, by faith. When does the day of faith finally come? It comes when we decide to finally walk by faith. It has everything to do with us. We make the decision. There are only two conditions that we find ourselves in, and that is victory or defeat. In this scripture, it is speaking to us and saying that faith is always now. Faith is not based on what you see or don't see, but it is based on what you believe. Do you wonder why Charles Capps and Brother Hagin always seem to be in faith? They made a choice. They decided, like the scripture implies, that faith is now and we might as well enjoy it now as opposed to later. Well, when I feel better or when things line up, then I'll think about it. No, that's not how it works. We aren't waiting for it. It is waiting for us. Sad thing is, so many never enjoy the benefits of faith because they're waiting on God to do something first. I'd say 9 out of 10 Christians believe that way. Well, when I see something, when I see it, yeah, he already did it. They will only step out when all conditions are favorable, but that isn't the way it works. Now means do it now. Begin to act like all conditions are favorable, even if they don't seem to be. You know, that false evidence that appears real. Jesus told the leper this. This is Luke chapter 17. A lot of people don't understand faith for the very fact, because they think, well, faith is God will speak and it'll happen right there. It'll just appear. Not realizing that, no, there is something that they have to do. They have to believe. Starting with verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered to a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they began to act like they believe, they began to act like they believed the word of Jesus, just like we believe God's word. As they began to act, was it apparent that they were healed? No, not at all. But as they went and they kept going, they were healed. The one that waits for God to do something and for all conditions to be favorable will miss out. You're not going to get it. Faith is taking God at his word, and even though we don't see any, maybe physical evidence of our stepping out, it paves the way to victory. One small step at a time. Taking God at his word regardless of the circumstances. Isn't that what these guys did? He said, go show yourself to the priest. Jesus didn't lay any hands on them. He didn't go over and wave his hand and say, from here forward, you'll never be sick again. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. Why? That meant you only showed yourself to the priest if you were clean as a leper. Some of them, you know, probably thinking, yeah, but I don't see anything. I get to the priest, he's going to kick me out. Faith does not wait, it takes. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by faith. That's what happens. You got to be aggressive and say, I'm getting it, no matter what. I'm not going to be stopped. What stops us? Circumstances. I'm going to look at Romans 4:16. We're going to look at grace here a minute. Grace accompanies faith. Right here. Romans 4:16. There it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Well, we know about Abraham. Old. Sarah's barren. But it says he believed God and was counted unto him for righteousness. Grace accompanies faith. Vines here, grace. Charis is the word. Divine favor, work, some of earthly blessings, the power and equipment to do ministry. This is out of the Vines dictionary. I like that. The power and equipment to do ministry. You see it all through here, especially with Paul. We're going to look at some scriptures on it. Romans 1:5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. There ain't any of us can do it by ourselves or in ourselves, and God's not asking us to. We're going to all do it by faith. That's the only way it can be done. Romans chapter 12. Start with verse 1 there. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So he's graced, and the faith is there. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So God wants us by grace to walk by faith in ministry in every aspect of our life. You know why? God doesn't want you just doing works. That is the beef that he has with people who just do works. He doesn't accept that. He won't accept that. Let's keep going here. Romans 15:15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. God is a faith God. And he gives us grace, the power and equipment to do ministry, to do everything. 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is all by grace and operating by faith. That's what this whole operation is. I can't really say that you can say that I won't say that. If you're born again, you're a Christian. But if you don't know how to realize that it's God gracing you to do it and you walk by faith, You can't please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He expects you in your ministry to follow Him and to do it by faith, regardless if you like it or not, whether you want to do it or not, whether it looks easy or it looks hard. Okay. Galatians 2:9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. See, God has always has had jurisdiction. See, always has placed His people in certain areas and graced them and placed them and given them a commission, and they take it by faith. That's what the Faith Hall of Fame is talking about, even under the Old Covenant. Okay, Ephesians 3, verse 2. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In other words, we just did our own thing best way we could. God will supply that grace for you to walk out your faith. So sad that most are waiting around for the grace to kick in before they will go. Grace is the power and equipment to do ministry. We cannot lose if we do it this way. He has the plan. He has it all, if we'll wait long enough to get it. And then when you step out on His word, there comes along the grace and the faith to carry it out. David ran toward the giant when everyone else ran for the foxhole. He ran toward the giant and made his decree of faith. Grace caused the fear of the giant to come to nothing. Said he ran towards the giant when everybody else is running for the foxhole. Faith was around in the Old Covenant also. Abraham walked by faith. All the Faith Hall of Famers are Old Covenant. All of them that are listed. If you maintain the attitude of faith, regardless of the circumstances, the taunts of your giant will become idle and fall away. It will pass and you will walk on. That's what Ephesians talks about, holding your place, standing your ground. I think I have that over here. Yeah, Ephesians 6. Starting with verse 10 there. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He's not asking you to be strong in yourself. You already know you can't be. You already know you can't do a thing without Him. Without His grace and without faith, you can't do anything. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means His plan. In Him. And in the power of His might. Read that again. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Like the giant. You could say it was the devil. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to do it by grace. And by faith, we have to. That's how you stand against these principalities and powers. You can't do it on your own. A person cannot whip a devil in their flesh. They cannot do it. They might whip some bully down the street. David cut the head off the giant. But you can't do it in the spirit realm. This is the only way you'll ever whip the devil. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In other words, don't let him knock him off your perch. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your mindset. And that's what this is all about. That's what the armor is for. It's for your mind. Casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's the way it is. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Did I read 14? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's the word of God. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I had a few rough days, and I decided one evening I was not going to do my normal stuff, that I was going to go back there and pray. And I had a breakthrough. Because I decided nothing's worth occupying my time. Just occupying your time to keep your mind off of it sometimes is not enough. Sometimes you have to pray in the Spirit, just like it says here. That's what I did, and I did have a breakthrough. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. This is where our strength is. This is not in the flesh. The flesh doesn't profit anything. No. What is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith.